two tunes together, Richard Dwyer's Reel and McFadden's Handsome Daughter from their album Grace Bay. We'd remind you that if you are ever in the Somerville area, go get you to the website theburren.com and check out what's there. Almost any time, if you're not in the Somerville area but you live in the U.S., you can still tune in to the great shows at the Burren Back Room thanks to Concert Window. And they do have some great shows. And sometimes, if there's not an opening act, either Tommy or Louise or both, if they are in town, will oftentimes form the opening act. Just cannot be beat. One of the reasons why I love living in this area is that thanks to Berkeley, the graduates of the Scottish Fiddle School, who established their very own fiddle school out on the Harbour Islands, which is taking place this coming month, though I believe all the spots are full at this point. But yeah, we're just a hotbed of that Celtic music. Before Tommy and Louise, we heard the Reingen sisters with the banjo Branley. And I promised a segue tune into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. But before I do that, one final note. The transitional UK government has announced that there will be no re-establishment of a border between Northern Ireland and Ireland due to a Brexit. Now, you can make of that what you will. I consider that a sort of, we're just kind of keeping all options open number. Anyway, our transitional song, this is from a posthumous album. John Renbourn sadly left us. This was an album that was put together from tapes in a friend's attic, and hence the name The Attic Tapes. And this particular tune is Picking Up the Sunshine, featuring Beverly Martin, and it was recorded live in a folk club, hence the less than stellar quality for you folks who insist on absolutely pristine stuff. I'm just happy to have it. And as soon as I can get my hands on the posthumous John Renbourn Wiz Jones album, we'll be hearing that too, because I was an absolute fan of John Renbourn and his wonderful arrangements of medieval music and modern things, and just what he could do with a guitar was phenomenal.
I've been looking for a good guy for a long, long time. I've been looking for a good guy, one to please my mind as well as my time. Singing in the evening, flying through the night. But I heard my good guy
takes out right flying through the night, picking up the sunshine, drinking down the rain. I've been breathing in the wind, guy, makes me think of when I'll see you again. A change, guy, 'tain't for me to say. You'll soon be out of range, guy. This could only be the way it's meant to be. Picking up the sunshine, drinking down the rain. I've been breathing in the wind, guy. Makes me think of when I'll see you again. Think it's gonna rain. It's a gray cloud that I'm riding. Little birdies sing and kiss his silver ring for me. Picking up the sunshine, drinking down the rain. I've been breathing in the wind, guy. Makes me think of when I'll see you again. A cat now, just to make some time. You know they make me sick now. Fancy that. You know they don't know where it's at. Picking up the sunshine, drinking down the rain. I've been breathing in the wind, guy. Makes me think of when I'll see you again.
That was the lovely voice of Beverly Martin with Picking Up the Sunshine, with John Renborn providing the musical accompaniment there from the Attic Tapes, available on Riverboat Records. It is 9:08. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. You may have noticed that in addition to sun songs, I have been playing rain songs, and that is because we are in a drought here in Massachusetts, and we really badly need rain. The thunder showers that have come through have hit only spots here in Massachusetts, and I know of at least one farmer who has asked if we know any rain dances to please do them, because he only has two more waterings left in his irrigation pond. So yeah, we could really use rain. Our next chance is this afternoon and evening. So yeah, let's all try and think of lots of rain, because everything is very, very dry. And this obviously affects the corn and every other crop that's coming in about now. It is 9:10. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. So, yesterday, the sun entered the house of Leo, and to refresh you on Leo from the calendar of shepherds of 1604, the man born under Leo shall be hardy. He shall speak openly and be merciful, but he shall be arrogant in words. At 30 years he shall be damaged, but shall eschew that peril. He shall have goods by temporal services, and as much as he loseth, he shall win. He will go often on pilgrimages and suffer pain of the sight. He shall fall from on a high. At 36 years he shall be bitten of a dog, and shall live 94 years after nature. The woman shall be a great liar, fair, well-spoken, pleasant, merciful, and may not suffer to see men weep. Her first husband shall not live long, but she shall live to get great riches, and shall have children of three men. She shall live 78 years after nature. And so, July the 25th, an auspicious day for journeys, since it is the feast of two traveler saints, Saint Christopher and Saint James the Greater. Now, St. James was one of the 12 apostles and had his principal shrine at Santiago de Compostela in Spain, a magnet for pilgrims from all over Europe. He is the special protector of pilgrims, who often wore his badge of a scallop shell. Now, I was checking my email this morning, and the message came from Guinness to hoist one in honor of St. James, whose feast day this is. Well, yes, that's true, and St. James is still accounted a saint by the Roman Catholic Church, but I'm sure he never hoisted a pint of Guinness, because he lived long before Guinness ever started brewing. The other saint, Saint Christopher, you may remember, was, if you will, cast out of the liturgical calendar, because for many of the most favored saints, there was little historical record, and that of great dubiousness to recommend them. So Saint Christopher went along with Saint Jude, the patron saint of lost causes, and others. Saint Christopher, whose name means Christ bearer, was a legendary giant who carried the infant Christ on his shoulders across a rushing torrent. He is therefore the patron of wayfarers, and it was believed that anyone who looked on his image would be preserved from sudden death throughout that day. And this is, of course, a time when being a pilgrim was a perilous undertaking. One might be attacked at any moment and lose one's life, and hence many of the prayers preserved in the Carmina Gadelica and other ones note that there are special prayers said to breed Bridget, Bridie, etc., to preserve the person, that they not be put in a cell, that they not be drowned, that they not be wounded, etc. July the 26th, today is the feast of Saint Anne, mother of the Virgin Mary and patron of housewives. treat them to apricot cream ice. For those of you who think that you might never be called on to know this knowledge, there was actually a question about who was the mother of the Virgin Mary this last week on Jeopardy. July the 27th, beans now ready for gathering. Make portable vinegar. Beans eaten are extremely windy meat, Culpepper's Herbal of 1653 observed. And there's a wonderful anecdote preserved in John Aubrey's Brief Lives about the Earl of Oxford making of his low obeisance to Queen Elizabeth, happened to let a fart, at which he was so abashed and ashamed that he went to travel 7 years. On his return, the Queen welcomed him home and said, "My lord, I had forgot the fart." Yes, you couldn't put anything over on Elizabeth at all. So, how was the recipe of making portable vinegar, which you may carry in your pocket? You shall take the seed of green corn and beat it in a mortar with the strongest vinegar you can get. Then roll it into little balls and dry it in the sun till it be very hard. When you have occasion to use it, dissolve a piece in wine and it will make a strong vinegar. And this was in the days when water was not to be trusted. So if you had to water anything down, you used vinegar and not water. Hence the portable recipe for vinegar. July the 28th, beware sunstroke, but shun parasols. Why? Because Andrew Board's Dietary of Health of 1547 notes, in summer, keep your neck and face from the sun and used to wear gloves made of goatskins, and beware in standing or lying on the ground in the reflection of the sun, but be always movable. If you shall commune or talk with any man, stand not still in one place, especially if it be on the bare ground or grass or stones. Also, beware in summer that you do not lie in old chambers that be not occupied, especially such chambers as mice, rats, and snails resorteth unto. In other words, if you're caught out in the open, you may not want to hit the nearest derelict barn. July the 29th, a strong-smelling meadow sweet, alias Queen of the Meadow, now flowering everywhere in damp places. July the 30th, on this day in 1643, died the Earl of Kingston, who had attempted to stand neutral in the Civil War between a king and Parliament. And July the 31st, haymaking now generally over and corn harvest beginning. Field workers must beware lightning. And so we come to August the 1st, which is this next Monday. August is the month of harvest, named in honor of the deified Roman Emperor Augustus. And Gaelic, this month is known as on Lunaseth, the month of the Lammas Festival. And next week, our show on Between the Worlds will be given over entirely to Lammas and Lammas traditions. But in the meantime, we've got some wonderful music coming up. This is from Ginger Ibex, who are doing a show on Saturday, July the 30th, and we invite you to check out their website, gingeribex.com.
comforts I have known.
We must
must choose to give respect to the one we owe our life to. Mother, or keep on taking without remaking, till there's nothing left, it's in our hands. If Gaia lives, Gaia lives.
nights to midnight. Hold your loved ones close and tight. Watch the stars and hold the light burning in your heart. Countdown in progress. Live your life and kill the stress. Speculations blazing guest till the whole thing comes apart. Hold me till it's over. How much time till doomsday comes? Hold me till it's over. How much time? Too young to know better. Old enough to stand and fight. Watch the stars and hold the light till it swallows up the sun. Got it down to a science. Destination recompense. Is there any common sense in counting down to one? Hold me till it's over.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hmm. And need we say a message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford? Yeah, watch that blood pressure, because it does tend to increase as one gets older. And so, obviously, healthy living cuts that down. Healthy eating cuts that down. So, yeah, diet, exercise, watch yourself. So, what did we hear? Well, that was Suge Tucker with 1157 Till It's Over from the Green album. This is just a marvelous compilation album. If you're not where you can purchase this from one of the artists, you can definitely go to the website. So just look for the Green album and Tutha Dea. That's yes, the God Tribe. Tutha Dea. And a quarter of the proceeds from this album go to preserving the rainforest. What they did was, is they realized they had some terrific artists at various of these gatherings, and so they got folks from Kellyanna, who will who we'll hear from later. Right now, she's traveling across the pond. Yes, she is. By all means, check her out on Facebook. See the wonderful pictures she's posting of Stonehenge in the mist. But anyway, what did we hear? We heard Suge Tucker with 1157, in other words, 3 minutes till midnight, Till It's Over from the Green album. Prior to that was Wendy Rule with Butterfly's Wings from the Green album. And we heard Ginger Doss with Gaia Lives from the Green album. And prior to that was Sharon Knight in Winter with Let the Waters Rise from their album Portals. And we started off with Ginger Ibex with Perica Pine from Firefly. And just a reminder that they are playing live. You can hear the wonderful strains of Mel Fitzhugh and one of her many bands. We're hoping at some point to actually be able to hear something from Illusion's End, but since it took them 5 years to get together and their drummer is sick, they're still rehearsing. But anyway, Mel Fitzhugh, Sharon Crumrine, and Betty Widursky are currently forming Ginger Ibex. They do have a bass player, but sadly he is once again recovering from an operation and is one of those folks who's overbooked, like so many good area musicians are. And we're speaking of John, the bass player. And they recently lost their drummer. So if you are a drummer who would like to play with a chamber rock group, Sharon on keyboards, Mel on bass guitar and violin and occasional percussion, and Betty Widursky on viola, percussion, sometimes accordion. You just never know what that woman is going to pick up next. So there we have it. Yeah, it's 9:47 You are listening to WMFO in Medford. As we mentioned, next week will be our Llama show here in this time. And I will tell you the story of how I discovered Llamas traditions in Ireland and the dearth of Llamas traditions in Ireland. It does kind of make for an amusing story. In the meantime, here's a one piece more from the Green album. This is Becca Kelso.
Take song.
That was Lady Moon, a fine duo of Kelly Anna Giroud and Jenna Green. As we mentioned, Kelly Anna's currently traveling and teaching in the UK, but she will be back since she makes her home in Western Massachusetts. Well, next up, here's somebody who makes their home in the greater metropolitan Boston area, and we're referring to Jaggery, who have a show coming up this Friday at Oberon. I believe there are still tickets available, and the band would greatly appreciate it because, sadly, Molly Sastry, who is the voice and keyboard artist of Jaggery, who writes most of their music, is still not totally recovered yet from the whatever this is, laryngitis or whatever. She is going to the voice person, but there are other folks who can sing. So we'll be going out of here with Jaggery, and this is Icy. Catch them this Friday. I know I plan to.